A few months ago, someone who sounded baffled phoned me and wanted to see me, to have a conversation with me. So I gently inquired a little bit as to what the reason for our conversation. And after a few minutes of conversation, I agreed to meet with him in person. So when the man came to see me, we met where we could socially distance. And he said to me, "Father, thank you for meeting with me. I just wanted to share my struggles with you." And I could see in his eyes the sadness and the pain that he was going through. He was perplexed. So I asked him, I said, "So what happened?" He said to me, Father said, "Pardon me by saying that I feel like my life experience at the moment is an experience of death. All of my experiences at the moment," he said, "they're all experiences of death." Again, I gently inquired, "Could you tell me more about your own experiences of death?" And he said to me, "I just lost my mother. Then my dad is dying. He's in the hospital. In fact, I just came back from visiting my dad," he said. "And I flew out, and even the airport felt like it was total dead. Very few people. Even the plane was so empty, only few of us were on board that plane. Then when I arrived at the airport," he said, "the same thing. It was so empty that I felt like another death experience. I rented a car and I drove to the house where I grew up. I entered the house, Father, and they said it was a mess. It wasn't the house that I grew up in. Again, I felt the experience of death. Then I went to see my dad. Dad was dying. And there's so many people with dad also dying. Again, another experience of death," he said. "So I come to you today," he said, I just want to pour out my struggles and to share with you my struggles." I couldn't say a thing. I had no words for him. Absolutely no words for him. I just allowed him to talk. I just listened. Because, as I've said, I had no words for him. Then the man left. A few weeks after that conversation, I got another call from him. And he said to me, "Father, can I come by and talk?" And I agreed once again. And he sat down and he said to me, "Father, thank you. Thank you for listening to me. Thank you for allowing me to tell you my struggles. You know what, Father," he said, "despite all of the dark experiences, the death experiences that I had, that I shared with you," he said, "despite all of that, I saw something in that experience." And I looked at him and I said, "What is it? What did you see?" And he said to me, "I allowed myself to be blinded to be blinded by all the death experiences that I had. But when I went home after our conversation, he said, when I went home, I saw my family. I saw my family, and with that gentle smile, that embrace, that hug that they gave me, he said, I saw something different. What I saw was not only the light of Christ. What I saw was not only the life of Christ. I saw and experienced love. I saw and experienced love. Despite the difficulties that we go through sometimes in life, despite the death experiences that we go through in life, life is still beautiful, isn't it, my friends? Life is still beautiful, isn't it? Because in the midst of all the darkness that we experience, there are little resurrection experiences that we fail to recognize. And those little life resurrection experiences are signs of God's light and life. In today's gospel reading, we hear of Jesus' story. We hear that Jesus too experiences many death experiences, betrayal, denial, abandonment, feeling alone, mockery, and yes, physical death. But we all know, my brothers and sisters, that the death of Jesus changed everything. That the death, or the life, the passion, the suffering, and yes, the death of Jesus gave meaning to our life experiences. The death of Jesus that we have heard in today's gospel tells us that life does not end on the cross, but rather, life only begins on the cross. The death of Jesus tells us that there is hope, because the love of God for all of us is stronger than death. The love of God for all of us is stronger than death. And the love of God that He shares with all of us is a life that generates life. That generates life. My brothers and sisters, as we celebrate and begin Holy Week, may we always keep in mind all of those little resurrection experiences that we have. Pain, suffering, problems, death. They are part of human experiences. They are part of human life. And we are invited to embrace all of those experiences in the light of Jesus' death. Only then, when we experience and see hope, only then, when we begin to understand that life is beautiful and purposeful.